Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
The Rusak Gamers present episode 23 of our Harbinger's Rock campaign. And I don't know when I lost control of editing, but tonight is the end of a maneuver. I'm not sure which one. Doug couldn't make the game tonight, though, and Todd rolls for the opposition, and he rolls fantastic, so we are all blaming Doug for that. Comments, critique, laughter, and general feedback can be left on our voicemail, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766, or send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Stop by our rpgcrosstalk.com forum. Just scroll down to the Rusak Gamers section. You can also listen to us on Stitcher. Just go to Stitcher.com, download the program to your computer, phone, or tablet, and listen whichever way you prefer. If you want to listen to the previous Burning Empires games, visit our archives at podcast.rusakgamers.com. Enjoy the show.
So we're recording.
Are we recording?
Right now. Yeah. What'd you just say, Todd? Hey! About Rusak Gamers?
Rusak Gamers, brought to you by Samuel Adams Boston Lager.
Rich, balanced, and complex.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you who didn't look, we are posted on the...
Pinnacle Games front page.
Yeah. Roy was beaming.
I was excited. More because I didn't know about it, and I just happened to go to the Pinnacle Games website. And I was just looking to see what I hadn't, you know, taken a look at for a few weeks.
Yeah, they update. There we were. They update what, every Tuesday?
Yeah, or if something else comes up, they pop it on.
It's like once a week.
Yeah. So, and I hadn't been there since Gen Con. And, there we were. Moving on up! I was excited.
Yeah, we really had to play some Savage Worlds for the podcast. It was a lot of fun. And, for those who listen, we do play Savage Worlds. We just... And we don't record it.
It's not as a podcastable.
We did record one.
We did. Yeah, that's the one you ran.
I ran it. It was a pickup game. It was Unnatural History. Mm. Was the one sheet.
Rippers. I remember that. Okay.
Yeah. Do you know what episode that was? We've got to go scouring the archives.
It was in the teens.
It was early. Spirit of the Century game that I didn't mind, but Strands of Fate.
Sorry there, Joe.
Yay, Joe.
But it was very nice of them to put that on there.
And we thank Pinnacle Games.
Yeah, and if you're listening,
go buy something from Pinnacle Games.
Yeah, go buy from Pinnacle Games. They're great people, and we love that stuff. You'll hear Burning Empires tonight, or a close approximation of it. But, Don't think because we're not playing it, we don't enjoy the game, because we do. We love Savage Worlds, we're just not podcasting it right now. I'm trying to work that out where we can podcast it and do a touchy-feely, no boards, no minis Savage Worlds game one time.
Pass the stick.
So we can podcast it, but until that time, I hope people are satisfied just listening to Burning Empires. Which,
Burning! Know, Burning games are fun.
Yeah. Burning Wheel, Burning Empires, Mouse Guard. Check them out.
Apparently they were, they had a really successful time up at PAX.
Good for them.
Luke and them.
The Burning People?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, they skipped a real gaming convention with the PAX this year.
Wow.
Man.
Man, there's a lot of hate in that. You're angry. So angry.
Eh.
Do you want to talk about it?
No.
We can go off the air.
No, I think we have
another two.
We can stop.
We already have one rant tonight. We don't need another one.
Yeah.
Well, you can just storm out.
What our podcasters don't know is that we actually get the rants out before we turn on the recording so that you guys are not subjected to that BS.
Yeah, so everything you all hear, those aren't rants according to us.
Yeah, so, no, you have, right. Well, you've heard one or two, but generally if we know they're coming, we try to avoid them.
When Bill came in, I started screaming about what Marvel did today in AVX. ABX 11. I don't want to spoil it.
Fanboy rant.
And when Joe came in...
Or bring back Phoenix?
Oh, no, that's old news. There's something specific that happened today.
Oh.
And then I started in on a book I'm really enjoying the hell out of, but one of Joe's favorite books. Mistborn?
No. Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
I love the book. I've been enjoying it, but there's just these little problems. They're just, it's like a little pinprick underneath your nail.
I don't have those.
For all of you listening, that's not what they were talking about. He was talking about the latest in the series of Twilight novels.
Roy is Team Edward.
Team Edward, so, baby!
So did anybody watch the DC Robot Chicken?
I have not seen it yet.
Oh, my God! Oh, that, oh, it's funny. It is laugh out. I'm not a comic book guy, but it is laugh out loud funny. I mean,
we like you anyway.
Yeah.
I'll let that pass.
I like my comics deep fried.
Oh, man. Oh, too soon.
Sorry, that's an inside thing.
Too soon.
Maybe one day. Buy Joe a drink at a con. He'll tell you all about it. All right. Are we going to play tonight?
Sure.
Okay, we're all missing right. Doug.
And you are?
Happy to be here.
That's a first.
Why don't we introduce ourselves?
Well, that's Jeff.
Hi.
Come on.
Oh, that's Bill sitting to my left.
Hello. That's Joe. Hi. This is Jason.
Thanks, Joe.
And this is Roy to my left.
When he comes back to the room.
Roy.
And running the game tonight is, to my left, Todd.
Hello.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
George Takei.
All right, well, let's go ahead and start. I'll start this evening, since I think you guys did everything except for...
No, we're not done yet.
I know you're not done. Mm-hmm. I know you're not done, time, no. But you did a lot last time.
Yeah.
And I think I did just three colors. Joe, you're not watching the sheet. You didn't, I'm relying on you to tell me what we've done.
I haven't. Done. I haven't.
Joe.
Here's where we stand with maneuver three. Jeff has done his build one build. Jason, you've done one interstitial. Subutai has done his color. Nagomi has done her color. I have done my interstitial. The Baron has done his color. Roy has done one build. Bill, you've done an interstitial and a color. And Doug did all three builds.
What was Nagomi's color? What did she do?
Blue.
It was short.
Blue.
Hold on. I think I got it here. Nagomi. She read her financial reports and was looking out the window.
That's right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a mighty color.
Oh, I know.
Deep color, baby. Deep color.
Yeah. Okay. This is going to be Subutai's scene. And he...
Color, interstitial...
It's going to start out interstitial. It'll probably go to a building. He's standing in the station. And... He is talking to some of the hammer forces, Doug's hammer forces. So I'm going to do a lot of this without Doug tonight.
Yay!
Because my roles always suck against Doug. So he's talking to some of the hammer forces, and he's asking them, you know, what they found out about the... what they found out about the bombs going off, and, you know, we don't know much anything. You know, we had us look around. He says, you know what, I'm pretty good at looking around on the ship. He says, why don't you take me over to some of the ships, and we'll go ahead and do that. And, you know, they've seen him around. So, all right, well, you know, you can go ahead and help us. So he goes over to one of the ships. And his whole purpose in this is to plant information on the ship. He's been given orders to do this. And
by whom?
Miss Nagomi. She wants him to plant information.
And he just does it?
Absolutely. He's been ordered to do it. Because he... never questions the orders of his superiors. Just execute the order.
That's okay. Your instinct. She'll let you do it.
It's an instinct?
To allow you to break the rules and cheat? Okay.
No, how am I breaking the rules and cheating?
There's no role involved? Persuasion or anything?
Well, I can do that. That's not a problem. You want to do a persuasion?
I'll do a persuasion.
I need... Probably ought to do it anyway, just to get on the ship. Don't you think that would be best?
I think so.
Okay.
I think you need to burn some rolls.
Okay. All right, well, let's do that. Let's persuade these yahoos. Subutai is going to persuade these fellows to let him on the ship. So, what do you think their will is? A 3 or a 4?
3.
All right, I think so, too.
3? You think so, Will? 3? Maybe 4.
What ship is it?
It's not the command ship. It's the secondary ship.
I think 3 might be acceptable.
Yeah. All right.
There's not a state of emergency going on or anything.
Nope.
Other than
not
yet. But, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, other than terrorist attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5.
So 3, and he's going to use command. He's going to fork in command.
So what happens if he fails?
If he fails,
they report everything to Doug, since they're his men.
Sure.
Yeah, they monitor him with cameras.
They monitor him every step of the way.
There's a record that he was here.
Mm-hmm. Right now there's...
Yeah, come on.
Fail. Fail. Fail.
What did I say? 3?
9.
Fail.
3.
9.
Fail.
3.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great.
Uno, dos, tres,
four. Cuatro!
With two sixes.
With two sixes. Yeah, come on. So he goes over there. And he says, look, I'm going to go look around.
Okay.
Try to find some of this. All right. So he takes the little thumb drive, essentially. And he finds a keyboard, a workstation. And he plugs it in, and he starts clicking away. This is where you'll probably come in.
And when you get Jason.
Jason.
Yeah. Thank you.
Who's playing Talos?
Yes, and he's starting to upload. Do you know what the security is on his ship?
On the ship?
Yeah, the sensors.
I think they were 5.
I thought they were 5, too.
But I think Nagomi was the reason. Last time I hacked the system was the bigger issue for me.
No, but see, you weren't hacking his ship, were you?
No,
you were hacking that's what I thought. And what has he got? Anybody? I know he's got a.
He's got the same. He's got better than my ship.
Yeah, he's got a better one.
What page are you on?
553,
554,
555.
557.
Okay.
So you have a Hammer Cruiser.
He is the Hammer Lord, isn't he?
Yeah, he is the Hammer Lord.
I would imagine he is the only military hammer in the book.
That's what I thought. The Hammer Cruiser.
Well, there's a Hammer Assault. Well, it's an Assault Shuttle.
Yeah, see, it's not the same. I thought he had the Hammer Cruiser myself.
It's probably a cruiser.
It's the best one there.
Yep. All right. Well, let's say he's got that. All right. So he's got the. See, it's either sensors or signals.
You're not on his ship, but you're.
I'm security networked in.
You're security trying to do something to his ship.
Yeah.
Security on there's 4. Signals is what he would use to do something on that ship.
Okay.
But Subutai is not on
that
Quinn's
ship.
Right.
He's trying to get
a signal to the.
Yeah, which would be if he's trying to attack, he would attack the security of Quinn's ship, right?
Right. That's right. Security rigging goes against.
Or maybe the signals.
Versus security and technology.
Signals. The signals can be used to monitor radio traffic, broadcast communications, get satellite imagery of a specific area, or even detect the location of a ship in space via its comm traffic.
Radar group.
Yeah. See the signals mechanics in the security systems. Signals and sensors chapter.
So you're trying to upload something to his ship?
Mm-hmm.
You have to bypass a ship's security, which is a 4.
Yes.
Automation's a 4.
Yeah.
See, if you were trying to attack my ship...
What was the 5, then?
And, well...
Signals.
No.
No.
The 5.
The 5 was because I was hacking using,
forgot his name. He's been sitting in the corner not doing anything this whole game.
Aiden?
No.
Nicholas.
Nicholas. I had used Nicholas's things and hacked into Nagomi's.
Right.
There was another layer there or something.
Yeah.
Right. And if Jason's character was on my ship, you would go against his security rather than my automation security.
Right. All right. So he's going to try his...
Unless your security...
Security sucks. Rigging. No, it's just going to be a straight-up test. So he has a security rigging of 4, and his op is 4.
Gonna be tough.
Yep. So, if I get it, I upload the information.
Fork in Bianca-wise.
Bianca-wise? Oh, yeah. And if I don't get it?
They're alerted to your presence, and guards come for him.
No. He's alerted that the Baron has no clue. The Baron's alerted through. Because Baron doesn't know he's doing that.
Yeah, but what, I mean, we do a lot of, well, so-and-so finds out stuff. I want to see something, I want to see like a real immediate consequence. I think we're due for one of those.
I kind of want to agree with that.
Yeah, I think agree with that. Yeah, I think guards come and, you know, there's a firefight or something on the ship.
Guards are immediately dispatched to his spot.
Yes.
I like that. We can play that out.
And he doesn't have enough time to download.
Yeah, we do a lot of so-and-so knows stuff. I think that's fine. But I think here, you know, you're breaking up some of my ship, you're hacking into their system.
All right.
I'm okay with that. I think Doug would send guards to put you in the airlock.
Yeah, he would.
Well, he's not on Doug's ship.
He's on one of Doug's fleet.
I'll use a persona.
Just one?
All I got.
To mark it off.
How's that? Feel better?
I do.
Oh, Billy, 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 Billy. Oh, Billy, 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 Billy.
You know, you remember what that's from?
Yeah.
I watched it the other day.
What? Hello?
Okay.
Have we met?
Wow. 4 successes.
With 2 sixes.
With 2 sixes.
Again. We need Doug back. He rolls much crappier when Doug's here.
And it's uploaded.
And what did you upload?
He uploaded information that says propaganda? Doug is behind the bombing.
So propaganda.
Yes.
Sutai.
So it's a propaganda roll with a +1 because you got your upload.
Mm-hmm. Is this
Yep.
Yes.
And this is one building?
I've had 2 rolls so far. Okay. So now...
But it'll be...
This will be 3.
Wouldn't it be Nagomi's propaganda roll?
If Nagomi gave him the information, yeah.
No, uploaded, yeah.
Oh.
I would think so. If Nagomi gave it to him, and he's just simply
uploading it,
plug and play.
Mm-hmm.
He's putting it in the right spot for it to get distributed to the most people. It's her role because she's the one doing the propaganda. It's her propaganda.
Well, see, that wasn't my goal.
What is your goal?
I mean, you didn't say Nagomi was doing it. She was. You said that
he's uploading the information, which is the information,
which is propaganda.
Yeah, it's in other words, here's the facts. It says that he did that. They're all false, but here's the facts, and that's where they are. Falsehood.
It all depends on what his ultimate goal is.
Right. Right.
Which we don't know.
And the ultimate goal is to turn it over to the Baron, saying, hey, Baron, here it is. And the Baron runs with the propaganda.
But who is...
But whose goal is that?
Who's the one that...
Nagomi's.
Did the falsehood.
Nagomi's goal. Yeah. So, essentially, I think for her, it'll be a falsehood test. And then... The propaganda, the whole idea is
the evidence will be a help.
Right.
Advantage die.
Right.
When she actually convinces the Baron that.
In a persuasion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I just want to look at propaganda real quick.
I think it's more national.
Yeah. Governments all maintain expensive and complex, blah, blah, blah. These are used to project the desired image of the ruling power and its actions. Owl's character produce slick propaganda and distribute it via the mass media.
See, that's what gets me, is this is mass media.
Yeah.
It's not just a lie to one guy. You're broadcasting it.
Yeah, and see, that's the whole idea.
But you're just uploading it so that it's in the system.
He's planting the evidence.
So that you're planting the evidence. I'm with you.
Got it?
Yeah, I'm good. All right. I'm good. Falsehood.
All right.
So I'm not good. I hate it, but falsehood. I'm down with it. It's fair. It's a fair play.
All right. So, Subutai implants the information, gets off the ship.
He plants the information.
Yes.
Is there a falsehood roll to? Are we doing a falsehood roll that links then the persuasion later?
Yeah. No. There's no falsehood. He uploaded
the false information,
which was his hacking or
the security
rigging.
Right. Well, he uploaded. Okay. Well, if he's uploading the information, he's uploaded the information, which is what he was doing.
Right.
The quality of the falsehood, I think, needs to be tested.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the persuasion.
So,
right.
Yeah. So okay. Nagomi not only, you know,
Nagomi needs
to burn a roll to create the evidence.
Okay.
The fake evidence.
We can do that.
And then to persuade him that here's the evidence.
Okay.
To persuade him you need to do something based on this fake evidence.
All right. Okay. That works.
I think you get plus one. And I think you get plus one though.
Because I'm trying to get on the creation, but on the test.
On the falsehood.
On convincing the Baron, yes.
Well, he's still got to do the falsehood roll.
Well, that's what I'm trying to understand here. Where does the falsehood roll?
Okay, here's...
Do it now, or
it's sort of like in the past.
Yeah.
Falsehood.
So here's the thing. I mean, information's up there, and how good is it?
Right.
So it's there regardless.
Right.
All right? So she's gonna go ahead and roll the falsehood roll.
Right.
Based upon how good the information is.
I mean, the timing's a little off, but it also, it better fits what he's doing.
I understand that. It's not when it was created. It's when is it being viewed. When is it making a difference? That's what I'm trying to understand.
That's later. And see, Jeff was sitting there saying a plus one to falsehood. I don't think there's a plus one to falsehood now. There's a plus one to persuasion, but not to falsehood. Based upon how good the evidence is.
But if you blow this roll,
you'd be a plus one off.
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Or an additional
plus one. So what you're saying is, based upon this roll, you cannot get a plus one die. You can only decrease your chance. You can only increase.
No.
Nagomi is doing a link test for her eventual reveal to the Baron.
Right.
With her falsehood. Mm-hmm. If she succeeds, she gets a plus one on that persuasion.
Okay. So we're just kind of separating the two out. The stuff's uploaded. That's no longer part of the link test.
That's right.
Technically.
Okay. She should have created it first.
Propaganda tests.
And we're not doing propaganda.
In building scenes.
We're not doing propaganda yet.
Okay. So you're just doing falsehood?
Yeah.
Right now.
Okay. Her target is...
Oh, you're making a falsehood test to see whether or not how good your propaganda is going to be later.
Exactly.
There's actually no rule system propaganda going on.
Right.
Gotcha.
Now, propaganda... I'm trying to get to is later when the Baron gets it, and hopefully when he gets it and says, "This is what I thought. Let's show everybody."
When the trials begin.
Exactly. All right.
Trials.
You are putting an S.
I'm not going to a jury trial.
You are putting an S on the end of that, right?
I'm not going to a jury trial.
Trials.
You never know what a jury is going to do. You never know what a jury is going to do.
Oh, what is it?
Who said jury? Triumvirate. Military Corps. Ooh. Airlocks.
Airlocks.
That'd be fun.
Why are the judges assembled in front of the airlock?
What's that?
Saves on time. Saves on time.
Okay.
They're the first ones to go.
She's going to use falsehood and finances-wise. Because she's part of the money is where it came from him.
How so?
So what is this?
But you can't just say it's part of the money. I mean, how?
Okay, you want to know?
Yeah.
The evidence is
where they got the explosives, how the explosives.
Where is she saying they got the explosives?
Oh, from you. Oh yeah, it's all coming from you.
Which is true.
Plus one D for credibility.
Yes, yes. And being transported via black marketeers.
That's not true.
Not yet.
Uh-oh.
It's called falsehood. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
don't like where he's pointing that finger.
So, it's where the explosive came from, where the triggers came from.
Where did the triggers come from?
The black market.
Okay.
Okay. The explosives came from you. The triggers came from him.
Me?
Yes, you. And that there are people on the ship within his command that are capable of doing this. Got it? So they're showing money from you, money from him. That's how it changes hands, and then he's got people that can do this. Got it?
Yep.
All right.
Pronoun trouble. Money from who? Money from what?
From whom.
So what's the OB?
What do you think? That's a lot of information.
10. Easy. Details. Well, it's detailed. I think that, what is that, a 5?
Oh, I just had it.
Are we doing falsehood?
Falsehood.
Yeah. Details is an ob 3.
Well, what's it say under falsehood? Remember falsehood is?
Falsehood is a skill of telling believable lies.
Does it say anything about, does it give an OB breakdown?
No.
I think it should be a 6, because you're involving 3 different people.
Well, again, let's look at it in this way. Common knowledge, no. An interesting fact.
Well, those are wises.
I know, but it's a good way to see how intricate the information's going to be.
Good point.
Details, uncommon knowledge, rare, bizarre, obscure, freaky details, or specifics.
Specifics.
Yeah.
Well, I would either go, I mean, Jason's got a point though. I would think, yeah, but I think it's either details but plus one OB for every person you're throwing into it.
Okay.
Or specific.
Well, specifics is an ob 8. I mean, that's,
I think it's either an ob, I think it's at least an OB 6.
If you would say generally a psychologist faction was involved,
uh-huh,
and black marketeers are involved.
Uh-huh.
But when you're saying him, that's very specific.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Well, the OBs are against their reputations. His and...
No, he's saying the money came from him and the money came from him. That's very specific.
Right.
I'll go with a 6. I'm fine with that.
What happens when you fail?
No.
Let's just settle on a 7.
No. 7 is way too high.
What?
No, a 7. I mean, come on.
Don't be such a wimp.
Out of 10? No. Uh-uh. No. 6? 6 is a...
considering you weren't even going to roll, you're just like, he walks in, sticks a flash drive in, and oh, you guys are implicated. Good luck with that.
No.
See you next week.
No, he didn't know what the information was. The whole idea was to upload the information, and then we would get to the information.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Bill's going to drop some rules on
you,
dude.
What's
on
Bill?
19.
Cover your head. Here it comes.
How difficult is the task of this falsehood? Easy, routine, difficult, extremely difficult, master level. I think we have to at least start at master level.
At master level, yeah.
All right. Heroic 6. Effort.
Heroic effort.
Ludicrously difficult.
Heroic effort.
I don't think it reaches ludicrous, though.
No. That's a 7. That's what I'm saying. Out of 10, I mean, 10 is miraculous.
Just say you're too much of a wimp for the world. Just say. All right, let's do 6. 6 is fair.
And so when you fail,
6 is fair.
Plus
6
one ob to the...
Plus ob.
That's right. Warp speed's too slow.
Yeah.
We want ludicrous.
Matter of fact...
Ludicrous speed.
Yeah, here's what I'll say. I'll say it's a plus 2 ob.
Okay.
If I fail. And the reason that I say that, there's 2 people.
Or... Would the documentation that she's implanting have telltale indications that she was the author?
Okay.
Not blatant, but...
Yeah.
Exploitable,
yeah. But
and,
I see,
and the plus one ob.
Yeah. All right. So, in other words, it's plus one ob, and it points to her. Okay.
Maybe plus one for Jason to find it.
I'll go with that. Plus one die.
Or someone.
If I fail. I'm not done yet.
Got my pickle ready.
Let's see what she
fail.
Has.
Fail. Fail.
Oh, sorry. She's got one.
Don't heckle the dice.
Don't heckle the dice. I'm not heckling the dice. I'm heckling Todd.
Of course you are.
Yeah, you can go ahead and heckle Todd.
That's boo. Boo.
Balin lover.
Burn.
Hmm?
Are they booing me? No, they're saying burns.
Burns.
Eh.
Excellent.
You've had a fine day.
Okay.
Thanks for coming.
Release
the hounds.
What?
Oh!
I got four with three sixes. Wow.
So he's got to burn the fate.
Damn right. I'm gonna burn the fate.
She doesn't have any left, right?
Oh, no. She's got two.
She's got one left.
Let's say three.
No. Oh, God! Dang it!
Bless me soul, that's some good rolling.
Doug ain't here!
Can I call Doug? Be glad you're on the radio, because watching Todd dance is not a pretty thing.
It's like watching the... It's watching the gopher from Caddyshack. Except imagine that man. 230 pounds.
Oh, I was 230 pounds for a long time.
But just as furry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine a furry gopher.
That's right.
Nobody worry about me.
You're just a little, hey, just rides. Yeah.
Just rolls that belly around.
Don't be sick. I wish they used a dolphin for that sound. You know?
Did they?
It's kind of bad. Your wife's calling you
a dolphin, really.
Are you done yet?
No.
God, Todd, are we going to play tonight? Or
you.
You know, we could do
Wait a minute. How many pronouns are we using tonight?
She Who does she calls call? You, Joe.
Thank you. And Who's Joe is playing?
Nagomi. Nagomi calls
Nagomi.
Joe.
Nagomi calls Joe. Joe.
I don't even
As Who's this? Vox Jenkins.
What? There we go.
We could do this play
scene
by now.
What scene are we even doing?
I am still, I'm now going to an interstitial.
With Nagomi?
With Nagomi.
But Nagomi hadn't built anything yet.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She just had two rolls.
So she's done two builds.
But she's only had one roll.
She did one last time.
Oh, yeah, she's going to do another roll here in a little bit. So
she's done one build, one color, and this is her interstitial.
Yep.
All right. All right. I'm just trying to keep score here.
I'm jealous.
You're ripping through the rolls here tonight, GM.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Nagomi calls Vox. Go.
That's right.
All right.
Roblet!
Are you governor?
Governor. Governor Jenkins.
Yes.
I am so sorry about all the loss of your comrades. But there's some terrible information that I've found that I think you need to see.
Okay. What time is good for you? I have also some information I would like to share with you.
Please, if you can, come up and we'll have a discussion with the Baron if that's all right with you.
Sounds good. I may need just about 5 minutes to prepare some materials, but I'll be up just a moment.
That would be just fine.
Now,
touching up
pause,
his PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Pause. Weren't we working up a scene to
get her out of her office?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did we do nothing with that last
time? We did nothing. I'm wondering if maybe...
You do it now? While she's not in her office?
I mean, yeah.
If you go talk to Faisal, this would be a perfect opportunity for y'all to break in there and do that.
And maybe we could play some tonight.
So Vox calls.
I told you all last week.
Yeah. Yeah, you said, don't bother showing up.
I'm going to use her next week.
You guys don't even bother showing up. I'll call you when I'm done.
We know the truth.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, at least we're here tonight.
Cancel, Doug. Sorry, but you know.
It's like, sick. Doug's not going to be here tonight, so I'm going to do all my roles at once.
Doug won't stop me.
Quick point of order.
What?
Speak. Joe. You can't call and tell us anything about that unless you do it as a color scene and burn your color scene.
No, he can't do it as a color scene. Has to be an interstitial.
He could use a color scene to send a message.
Yep.
Nagomi out of the office.
I'm certain that he has a secretary.
I have a color open. I can do that.
He could say, send a message to Talos. Now.
You telling him how to play his character?
Yeah, where was Nagomi?
Yes, I am.
Nobody knows how to play Vox but me.
Of course we don't. Nobody knows how to play
Let's
Vox.
Just get that out of the way.
Nobody puts Vox in a
don't
corner.
Don't even touch Vox Jenkins. That's like trying to play Shadow.
Trust me. Nobody wants to.
While Vox is gathering his thoughts for his next action.
Yes.
I'd like to build
something.
Build away, Chief.
I would like to call over a system technician from my fleet to assist Talos in his future endeavor.
Okay. You have the, you already have that ability, it's just a...
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
That's a Doug thing.
That's a Doug thing. Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and circle them up.
Okay.
I don't know how it is. I can find the circle chart every time. Anything else? No.
It's the one you use the most. It's where there's a crease there.
That must be. Oh, Jeff, where's your book?
Don't type it. Oh.
Spy looking. The first time
you see that like blue fucking book. Bane.
Let me
get
see
out
that
of here.
Blue book right now.
Let me see the blue
no.
Book. All right. Uncommon occupation or broad common?
Just a
generic system tech.
System tech, yeah.
I'd say
I'm looking to
okay.
Help him. Not do the job for him,
right.
But to help him.
Same station? No.
Lower station.
Lower or lowest?
Lower.
Lower. Neutral, predisposed, outright proponent.
Predisposed.
Okay. Possess general knowledge, specific, or knowledge?
Knowledge is unimportant.
Okay. Skill, 3, 4, 5, or 6.
What the result is, you got it right here.
Oh.
It's an OB-5.
No, it's an OB-3. I wasn't sure which way we'd go on that.
Did you add one?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nothing.
3.
So you want a 3 on him?
Yeah, tell him what you figured out.
Typical skill.
Okay.
I want to help him.
Okay, and a building scene. So yeah, it's a 3.
And a building scene.
All right, so roll your circles for a 3.
Okay. I have a circles of 4.
Okay.
I have affiliation with my merchant company.
Right.
And I have the reputation of knows where the profit is.
There you go.
Of 2, so.
Knows where the profit is.
And if you get him... If you fail, mm-hmm. you get him, but his skill rank is a 1.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's still, he can still help.
I know.
I see 4.
All right,
yep.
There you go.
And
boom.
6.
3.
There's 1, 2.
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm behind the beer bottles.
All right, color scene, Joe? Or do you have any more roles, Bill?
I have more roles, but not at this point.
Okay.
His name is James. Technician Dandy.
Okay.
And he will be with Talos to help him.
All right. Joe?
Did Nagomi want to meet in, conference room B?
No, she wants to meet in the, actually she wants to meet where, the Baron's gonna be. She wants to have you and the Baron. Baron's quarters.
Okay.
Baron's office, I should say.
Color scene, Vox walking down the hall slowly with his cane, and he...
Sadly with his cane?
No, he's just kinda hobbling along, ancient old alien. And he, clicks his little communicator on and, leaves Avon a voicemail message that says,
Avon, I'm on my way to see Nagomi. Should have her predisposed for at least the next 30 minutes or so. If you wouldn't, Talos care to do your thing we had previously discussed, now would be the best time. Box out.
Wow, that wasn't incriminating at all.
Is somebody else going to tell me how to play my character? Because I'm
no, just Roy.
Yeah, just Roy. Me.
You're doing good, Roy.
Yeah. Sorry.
I can't do the voice, though.
What I'm going to say is,
is Gerald there?
I had to burn him up when he said that.
So,
we've already got him burned up.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we are.
From reentry.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm there.
She sits there and. I just didn't know what you were doing. Governor Jenkins, it's such a pleasure to have you here under these terrible circumstances. The reason that I called you here is that the Baron is going to need this information, and he's going to need your assistance and your support. Oh, let's see what you got. And I wanted to show you this information at the same time that I show it to the Baron. So she pulls out this PowerPoint type thing, and it starts showing where the Hammer forces were the ones behind the explosions on the planet.
I knew it.
They were behind the explosions in the party. Where the money came from. Some of it came from Prince Vasuki. The money went to Prince Vasuki for, in exchange for the explosives. The only thing she says is he's implicated in the sense that he supplied the explosives, but he doesn't, he didn't know what it was for. It doesn't appear that he knows what it was for. On the other hand, detonators came from Avon. What's your last name?
I'm familiar with
it. You don't know!
Tevison.
Avon Tevison. The detonators came from him, and they only have one purpose. So that's the only thing that I can think of.
Well, I understand.
But all of the work being done appears to have been done on the Hammer Force's ships under the express direction of Lord Quinn.
I just find that hard to believe. I would have to discuss this with Quinn. He's a good friend of mine, much better than you've been, Miss Nicholson.
He's always... This is the Baron now. Oh, okay. He's always been opposed to us. He's always been opposed to you.
Am I there?
Are you there? You're in his head. But he's talking right now.
Well, I mean...
And he sits there and he tells that. Now, I can't remember how this works. You can't hear what's being said?
I can hear what he's saying.
Speaks.
All right. I can hear when he speaks.
Alright, so he says this.
And I can detect his surface thoughts.
Okay, his surface thoughts are...
Generally, I mean, but that's how I did get the psychology
report. Okay, alright. His surface thoughts are, damn, I'm pissed. Okay? And then he says that...
Can I go to the room?
Good job.
Can I go there? I want to be in this. If something's wrong with Faisal, and he's that upset, I'd like to be there.
You can knock on the door anytime you want to.
Oh, I know.
Oh, that's right. You're in his head. Man, this is going to be hard to keep up with.
Wow, there's an echo chamber going.
Okay, so Bill's character and Jeff's character are connected.
Orion to Frost. Where do you need me, sir?
There is something going on with the Baron.
Quite definitely.
I need to find out what is up there. Why he is upset.
And how may I assist?
You may want to be close by.
As you wish.
Okay. Before that, he's pissed, but before I need to do that, she actually needs to make a persuasion roll on him. He's upset, but now he's got to, the persuasion is he's got to believe this.
Well, I want to be there for that.
For the roll?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's persuading him, and he's looking at it, and he's,
that's a question. I mean,
he's upset. You are right, here's the first thing.
Was she going to use him as
Vox?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Was she going to use Vox to aid?
No, she's not going to use Vox to aid. What she's going to eventually want to do is enlist Vox's aid as far as going against the Hammer forces. All right, mm-hmm. Cause a splinter amongst everybody.
All right, if I can't be there.
Okay.
Or can he be there?
Well, again, let me tell you what he's doing.
I want to give him psychology so he can detect her trying to deceive him.
Well, how would you do that? What do you have?
I pass psychology to him.
Oh, psychology to him. Okay, I see what you're saying.
So he can detect her deceit.
In the course of her presenting this information, you can feel... The first thing that you feel is, wow, the Baron is pissed. Why is the Baron pissed? And that's not right. He's not saying anything, but he's pissed listening to this whole presentation. Okay. At that point, you can get up and go. You can do what you want to do.
Are we pre-Vox right now?
No, Vox is in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vox is in there for the whole presentation.
I will maintain the connection, but I'm going to head that way.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
All right. Likewise.
All right. And about the time that she gets done with said presentation, you can be outside the door if you want. Not right now, is what he says.
It is I, Duke Frost, your most trusted advisor.
Very well. He says, come in.
So I go in. I'm not attempting to go in, but I'm
in
nearby.
His head.
Okay.
And I say, my good Baron, I felt compelled to come here. There, you seem to be ill at ease. May I be of assistance and offer my learned counsel?
You may offer your learned counsel. Miss Nagomi, present this again so...
I read her.
Okay.
I want to read her trying to deceive her intent. Her intent!
What's that, psychology?
Yeah.
5, and it's a 4 to detect.
I think 4 to detect intent deceiving.
Seeing a person's intent to deceive, I'll 4. If you fail,
she seems legit. Okay. What does that mean?
In other words, it all seems like she believes what she believes is true.
Okay.
No! Super!
Very well. Listen, my good Baron, she...
Dog ain't here!
Wow! Yeah, that was a 1 success on 6. Oh, but I got a 6 on 4.
Don't you have a call on that allows you to re-roll those?
I do!
Thank you!
I do have a call on.
And tonight.
And I will roll. I'll roll it.
Roy's just going to be playing everybody's character.
Except his own. Roll all failures. I'll roll all failures.
1!
Oh my god.
I'll burn the fate.
Oh my god.
I'm going to burn the fate.
6!
Yeah, crap.
Jesus, jeez.
Look how red his face is.
That's awesome. Todd's gonna have a heart attack.
I've never had this many good rolls. It's incredible.
Never seen Todd from anybody have a heart attack from Glee.
Oh, that's great.
You have I watched Glee. Episodes, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, now that was a free roll. Because it's an instinct.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Looks okay. She makes the whole presentation.
Well, then I will listen to what she has to say.
Okay, she makes the whole presentation, and like I said before, she shows where money came from, and that Lord Quinn was behind it.
Would Frost be kind enough to relay that to Orion, the presentation?
So I'll say, so what you're saying is that Prince Vasuki...
You can think it to me.
You can think it to
me. No, I'm going
to
say it.
Oh, okay.
So what you're saying... is Prince Vasuki is in league with this thug, Tavis Ellison?
No, not necessarily.
No. Abbas Tellison? Fellas Abbasin? What's his name?
Frost, if I may. Frost.
In, to set up these bombs. So that's what your evidence shows?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
No.
My, go ahead.
Frost, if I may. First, we understand.
No, you may not.
Prince Vasuki is clearly...
Shut up, nobody likes you. I'm being a bully.
Clearly, Vasuki is a merchant and he sells things. We've established that much. I've told you as much, Frost.
So you agree with Nagomi that, that Prince Vasuki is involved in this plot.
Clearly, no, I said he's a merchant and he sells things. That doesn't make him in league of any plots.
No, that's
it
not...
It means he sells things.
He sold...
Avon Tennyson is a merchant. He sells
the
things.
The explosives that came through and the exchange of money happened, but I can't see where Vasuki had any knowledge. Everything else leads that Tennyson knew what this was for.
Well, that makes sense to me.
I doubt it.
And in fact,
I don't believe that. Frost, you're a paranoid lunatic about half the time lately.
If I could have a moment, I think Prince Vasuki could add something to this and enlighten us upon what regards to what's happened.
Well,
in this transaction, I believe he has a right to speak and defend his actions and shed some light on this.
Let's go ahead. I want to make the roll first.
I want to persuade... I want the Baron to wait for Vasuki to get here to speak his own case. To, before he makes a decision. Before she persuades him.
So what do you say to him?
I think Prince Vasuki deserves a right to be able to speak in his own defense.
Asking
and
me.
And that's what I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what I want. I want to persuade. Okay. Before we make the ultimate persuasion rule here,
uh-huh.
I want Vasuki in the room to plead his own case about what transpired in this transaction. And in the meantime, I'm talking out loud so Vasuki knows exactly what the hell's going on. And he's lifting his robes and running down the hall.
I don't wear robes.
Yeah, okay, he doesn't wear robes.
Well?
It's a kilt.
He's naked.
He's lifting his kilt and he's running.
Kilt, maybe. Depends on if it's a
side of season.
One's his and one's mine.
Made a connection with the Baron,
yeah.
too?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Okay.
That's because I'm a powerful psychologist.
Yeah.
And because I haven't talked to him directly.
That's right. There's two in there. That's right.
Yeah.
He was swishing around in his head.
All right.
Proud of your head, isn't it?
He says, okay. All right. Well, let's hear from his side. I don't know about this Tevison fellow, but let's go ahead and hear.
I will contact him immediately.
No.
Perfect. Didn't the Baron have all of Tennis's finances already on record?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why he says, I'm not sure about the Tevison fellow to begin with. Let's hear from the prince.
I already agreed to work with him.
Yeah, but we don't like you still.
I have no idea why.
You're not Derricon. Sorry.
So, he,
independent.
It's a Derricon
contractor.
Thing. It's a Derricon thing.
I'm an independent businessman.
He asked for you to show up. He sends out some lackey to go find you. And damn, you're right around the corner.
Yeah. How may I help you, Your Majesty?
Prince Vasuki,
explain it.
Would you stop?
Miss Nagomi?
Who's the Baron saying to explain it?
Huh?
Nagomi.
Okay.
I explained to him. Nagomi has presented some evidence, and I won't do that with quotes or anything because
right.
I don't believe it. Some evidence that you may be involved with or without your own knowledge. In some dealings that led to the explosions that killed the Kern, recently. And perhaps we thought it best that you come here yourself and answer these charges before an ultimate decision is made regarding what to do about it.
Mm.
And before we put Tevison in the airlock. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Should you go rogue?
The two situations are not even close. Not even close.
Whatever. All right, so go ahead.
Tevison?
Avis Sillison? What's his
Avid.
Name?
Avon Tevison.
Who's on top? Avon.
Prince Vasuki, I believe.
He said the words.
You may have met him at some other point. He's another merchant.
Damn words.
Here, he deals with,
he has
a lot of dealings with a lot of the, less reputable, items that may come onto the ship.
Oh, one of those. Okay. Anyway,
well, my understanding.
Who's speaking now? I'm sorry.
The Baron.
Okay.
My understanding is he tells you who Tevison is. And he says,
Never heard of him. It seems
that there is some information that has you transporting explosives that was responsible for the explosions on the ship and on the planet.
Hmm.
Now, it doesn't seem that it was any more than a transaction, and that's kind of what it looks like.
Well, I can say I had no idea of the intended uses. But, yes, I did make a transaction of
of explosives. I mean, our mining camp, I didn't think anything wrong. All the paperwork is in order. I got it from the
Gobi. You're not going to say that? You're not going to say, I got it all from the Gobi?
Very well. And that's kind of what we thought. And with your reputation, I didn't think that you would be behind anything like that.
Me either.
He's a merchant.
Prince Vasuki.
That's what I agree
he
as well.
He sells things. Hello?
He's already made a decision. You don't need to add check pilot.
So,
okay. Okay.
given this information, here's what I think about it. Now here's the role, whether or not he believes it. Are you going to say anything at this point?
Oh, I'm totally down to that, Tavis. Something to do with us.
What about Lord Quinn?
Because this is not aimed at Tevison, this is aimed
not,
at Quinn.
Not Tevison only.
Hold on. You were persuading
why?
Me.
I never
like
heard.
An hour ago.
No, not yet.
Why is Frost.
That's part of it.
Why is Frost wanting to throw me into the bus?
Frost doesn't. I failed
my role. I believe the information. However.
However,
Prince Vasuki, I want to be an ally.
Okay, got it.
As far as Quinn,
I'm just making sure.
I got no love for the man because he keeps flushing my toys out the airlock.
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't related to the other thing, which you didn't know about.
No.
Anyway.
No.
Just making sure.
No.
Just making sure.
No, as a player though, it's
as a player. As a player, I'm never going to hear the end of it.
As a player, no, it's not related at all.
Don't you have a belief now?
Yeah.
Must kill Aven.
No, what I'm doing is I'm trying to shield the prince.
Yeah.
Perfectly and,
understand.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Persuade. And I did fail the roll, so I'm trying to have some.
How many extra die are you getting?
One?
I tell you.
He gets one extra die from either me or...
This is Nagomi.
Nagomi gets
and it's
two
just
die.
No, one die. I said it'd be two ob.
No. She succeeded with her falsehood.
She
gets a plus from that.
Okay.
Subutai loaded
up correctly.
Put it in the right place.
Right. Okay. All right. Good enough. And then... Sorry, Roy.
Why do you care? Are you going to roll like 15 sixes
See? He's cursing me.
On two
He's
dice.
He's cursing me now.
Heckling the dice.
Heckle. Because the ob is a 7.
Eh. We got like 30 dice over there.
No.
Yeah, Doug's not here.
And it's a persuasion.
What,
is it oppose or
no? Persuasion against his will.
Just against
seven.
His will.
Yeah.
And so we don't get to throw in our. He doesn't get any bonus from us.
No,
unless he tries to. Unless he wants to persuade in return.
No, he's being judged right now. That's all. You could help her if you wanted by saying words to condemn one of the two.
Yeah. You could totally throw me.
Yeah, you her. Could join in. And just aid her and say, you know what,
we
that
both
does happen.
Mm-hmm. We both could, but I don't know if you want to.
No, I'm. Are you heading?
I'm not. You know, I'm not. Oh God! All right. Darkon loyalist. There we go.
Say something.
You could have.
And his head. I'm thinking. You can't trust Karzon.
Alright, so it's a 7 is my ob.
And that's...
That's his will. Alright. And if she fails...
If she fails...
He launches his own investigation into the matter.
Yes.
Which is very in character for him.
Yes.
He launches his own investigation saying, I think you've raised some valid questions. Now we need to explore all the avenues.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. When you gave the dice.
We're assuming Jason's successful hack roll, that evidence will come into his investigation
exactly.
In the next maneuver.
Yeah. Alright, so the ob is 7 for the will of the Baron.
You dropped a die.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How many dice
way to go. What happens?
And see, I gave him a red one. I want you to know this is red because I'm
11.
I'm really not down. I'm not into it as a player. Otherwise, I give him a green.
No, this is a building right here.
This is the
Nagomi.
Is this the propaganda roll?
Yeah. Okay. No, this is not. This is persuasion.
And this is her third roll
against
for the
box.
Second.
No, against
falsehood.
I thought she had one last week.
No, she just had color last week.
They all did color.
They all did color. That's all they did. And. She has.
This is her second kill of the night.
He's going to do great.
She has a persona that she's going to throw in.
We'll do 12.
Does Nagomi want a second connection?
No.
Do you have Upo right now?
I do. Okay. Yeah. I'm connected to it.
Jesus.
1, 2, 3. Jeff's didn't help.
Four.
Oh,
you're 1-6.
Of course you're going to burn the fate.
I don't... yes, I'll burn the fate.
She's only got the one left, right?
Yep, this is it. She's tapped out.
Yeah.
Let's see if she's gone.
Watch her roll 7.
Okay.
Okay. Nope.
Oh. Oh.
Miss Nagomi.
Dun, dun, dun.
I believe that this is a some compelling evidence. Compelling evidence, but
not accurate evidence.
There's going to need to be a far more involved investigation into the dealings. You're just peeing on yourself to say something now, aren't you?
I am, because I forgot how I could try to help you.
Say it, Horshack. What's up?
I think it would be best for us to all sit down with Nagomi and find out where this information comes, where she got it, how long has she known it, so we can trace everything back, from the very beginning. And I don't care if it takes all night. We need to keep her here to discuss these matters. So what I'm trying to do is keep her here as long as we can to delay her so they have more time.
Okay.
Give them a link die so they can actually do, what's not speedy, but they can actually take their time. They can,
Adds a die
to get a better roll so they can take
your time and then hurry up.
If we think that would count toward the helping them out in the roll in the end.
More dice is always good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but no, I mean, I'm also talking disposition roll for the assess.
Yeah, I'll say that just because she failed it, too. So he sits there and says, let's...
She's brought all this information to light. Yeah. We need to start with her and find out everything she knows, and we'll work out where this information come from, who brought it to her attention, et cetera, and we'll... So we can get to the bottom of this, Baron, because this is of utmost importance.
Okay. Well, so let's... Are you talking or is the character?
No, I am.
Okay.
Player talk.
Bill.
Yeah, that's who I am. Most days.
Who are you on the other days?
Josephine.
Since his goal is to get a link die help to Jason, he needs to come up with, against the conflict. Here, I think Nagomi should,
or
Jeff needs to have a
some
role.
Sort of role.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think Nagomi wants to get the heck out of this room.
I think I need to get a role in too. I mean, not I need to get a role, but I think there needs to be a role. Yeah. There needs to be a conflict, not just to say yes.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and.
It would seem like a persuasion test between the two of them to get the Baron's attention.
Well, see that's the downside. Is he's kind of got the Baron's attention.
What is that belief?
The instinct. Or is it a belief? It's a belief.
Whatever you want it to be.
It was an instinct, and it should be written on your paper because it's an instinct.
Yeah.
That I'm his most trusted advisor.
Right.
What is the word?
And he can ignore it though.
He's Duke Frost is my most trusted advisor.
Now, what you could do though, you could ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
Force me to get the role, and then you take the fate
mm-hmm.
for ignoring the instinct mm-hmm. that I gave you.
Well, I'm going to ignore you just for you to get the roll, because I think there should be.
But then you get, anyway. But then that you can, yeah. That'll earn a fate or persona for the Baron.
For fate.
Fate. Okay. I mean, you don't have to do it.
I know. No, but I mean, I think there should be a role to justify it, so go ahead.
That's weird. Instincts are a bad thing to give to people. Because then they ignore it, and they get rewarded for it.
Well, it depends.
No, because it's got to get him
It's got to make your life difficult.
It's got to make his life difficult.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily making my life difficult, but he is going to ignore it.
Okay. Then I will try to persuade. I guess, are we both?
You can ignore beliefs, too. It's
mm-hmm. And that's when you get mold breaker and that kind of thing.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to persuade.
When you diametrically oppose
when,
that.
When you play it out.
Yeah, when you play it out, yeah.
All right, so what are we rolling here? I mean, are we opposed rolls, whoever has the highest persuasion roll?
Persuasion.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to be.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to say. It's going to be persuasion, of course. And I'm going to say we need to get to the bottom of this because as we learned from the Darrakhan Empire in the past and from the falling of the Great Empire and the encroaching Valen threat.
Oh, great Empire.
We need to stand together in these times. We need to find out what is the true threat and get to the bottom of this. Because, as you know, Baron, there is the Valen threat coming. There is that Valen threat, and who better to fight off the Valen threat than our good friends, the Kurn, who, and since they have been, attacked, I know the Valen are involved in this. I'm gonna fork in rhetoric, and I'm forking in, ugly truth.
Okay, hold on, because I gotta get my...
Oh, I can't do rhetoric and ugly truth. I'm gonna do, I need a wise. Valen creation wise.
So we're going to call this your second goal.
You didn't create anything.
Hmm? I have psychology watch. I can't do it. That's okay. I'll just do, I'll do rhetoric. I think it's more rhetoric.
Yeah.
Either way, you're giving him a helping die, right?
Yeah, he's giving me a helping die.
Through my link, I've given him a die through the link.
Build number two? Is that what this is?
No. First one's his instinct. When I read Nagomi.
It was free.
It's a freebie. Anytime I converse with somebody, I can read them for free.
Okay.
So it is one building though. Oh wait.
You built one already.
What did I have the building seen? Was that last time?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did I do? Yeah,
okay, did. So then this is two. Sorry. It was last time.
Because he did.
Oh, I,
yes, he did have one last time. He did the finding of the scalpel or something like that in the document.
Yes, yes, that's right. You're right. I'm sorry. I thought you were meant tonight. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and let's see what you say, maybe I'll talk persona.
And you did what?
I'm going to see what you say, maybe I'll do some persona also.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. He says, given the nature of all of the...
He says or she says?
He says.
This should be Nagomi, though.
I thought Nagomi's trying to avoid staying. Or is he going to say something to help her or hinder her?
He's going to help her because he doesn't want to necessarily do it right now.
Okay? That's fair, yeah.
He says, given the nature of the situation, it's best for Miss Nagomi to get every piece of information she needs. And every piece of information that she has, and to bring in anybody else who's looked into this. That's what he says.
So he's helping her.
Yes. And she.
He goes about there.
Says.
What can I do?
You can say something.
You can persuade. Give me a die.
She says, with all...
Or give her a die. I mean, what's your persuasion? I mean, and you know they're trying to break in. I'm trying to keep her here.
Still giving him a die.
A die is a die, man. And I'm trying to keep Nagomi here to buy them more time. To give them a late die.
Okay.
with
I'll assist Frost.
All right. Say it.
I'm behind Frost. I think we need to examine these matters because clearly, like I've said, Avon is a merchant. He sells things, as to be expected, as is the prince. However, Gaius's involvement in this is questionable. He's one of the most noble people I've known.
Let's not get too far afield.
She says, certainly.
Oh, come on.
Every time I speak.
Oh, nope.
I'm gonna, about to scoop. Which is basically.
Don't forget your dice.
I'm powering down my iPad going home.
Yeah.
Doesn't quite have the table turning.
No.
Flipping,
thumping a book closed.
I'm going home.
I'm going to help Frost persuade.
Okay. Go ahead.
I would definitely feel much better in my heart if we could examine the evidence now and make sure that no one that I have interacted with in any way caused harm to my monarch and the people around.
Okay. She says,
looking at her.
Well, of course. And she says,
lovingly,
it's best for me to present all of this information if you want to really dive into it.
It's in my quarters.
Some of it is in my quarters that I'm going to have to go and get.
I need to rush back there right now.
And there are other people who have been involved in this search, and I need to get them involved again in it as well. I need to get all the financial information, all the nuts and bolts of it, and bring all of that here.
Yeah,
because sometimes it's best to just look at the raw wound.
Ew. Okay. How many dice you got?
6, 7. I'll say 7.
And she got no more persona.
8.
8?
No.
How many? Is that 9?
No. Oh, that is 9. She had 7 and then 2 from him.
Okay. Two from?
And he has a 6.
I'll burn a persona.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got...
All right, this is straight up foes,
1, 2, correct? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, 11. 11 dice, and that's 1 persona, though. Okay.
Well, I'll roll first.
Same time, man, same time!
I can't do anything else. 1, 2, 3.
3 sixes out of the gate.
Oh, wow.
And 3...
4 more.
4 more.
Oh, wow. And heck of a roll.
No help from mental. No help from you guys. That's all right. Thank you, though.
Let's go ahead and...
So that's a routine for me.
What? How many? You had 3 successes?
3 successes.
Yeah. What was the odd?
That's why I'm giving it.
3.
For us, it was 3.
Yeah.
So 3 on 3 is challenging.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No, difficult. Sorry, difficult.
Oh, good. So my successes. So... It's still routine.
Mm-hmm. You have your pen and mine.
Well, your pencil is for my character sheet.
Yeah. Yes.
So they decide they're going to go ahead and go through this now.
Beautiful.
And
taking their time to do it.
Yeah.
To be thorough.
Yeah. If I had a pen and building scenes left, I would. Briar freaking brain.
You don't have any building left?
I don't have conflict. I've used 2 buildings, so technically I don't think I can get a conflict. Unless.
That counts as hers.
Well, she has to initiate.
Yeah.
She can't initiate.
And she can't initiate a conflict. The only person who can initiate a conflict at any point in this maneuver is the Baron.
Why?
All of you had buildings.
Yeah. No, we haven't.
Who hasn't had a building?
Jason, Joe.
Yeah.
And Bill.
No, Bill has. Bill's got one. Yeah, Jason is not. Thing. I have not.
Okay.
But Jason is building for the maneuver.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So,
and actually, I have technically spent another one because it'll be my helping. My circle's help with him will count against my build. Once it happens, but not yet.
Okay.
No, that's not right. Never mind.
You don't have any. I don't know what you don't have a conflict scene after you've got building.
I had a building. I did a building. Mm.
Okay. So what's she doing?
What's she doing? She's pulling out all this information, and she's now sitting here, and y'all are crawling through it.
Sounds like a scene to me.
What are they doing?
I don't know. What are they doing? I did. I'm not Roy. I don't play somebody else's character.
Y'all ready to do some Aww. Stuff?
Make one crack about not using voices.
I may actually have another roll, but it won't. I don't think it'll do any good.
Before they go?
Yeah, before they. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, if she's got the paperwork out, I may. I don't know. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. I'm trying to think if I got a roll here to, you know, figure something out, but then I couldn't do anything with it.
Does it do any of this?
No. Well, persuade Prince Pasuki. I think I've tried. I did that earlier. I brought you here. I was working on that. And root out the Naven, which is part of my persuasion role.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, no. I and say Euclid isn't coming into it right now.
What's you mean? You're kicking me.
All right, so you guys go.
So we have to get Avon and Tavis have to get over to her quarters, right?
Right.
We're not there yet.
Well, you know, now's the time because I left you.
Yeah.
Well, it's been. I mean, and we can go back in time a little bit.
Yeah. That's no problem. I'm just putting in order what we need to do. I was looking up. I was just looking up piloting to see if there was anything in there about piloting a ship over to get there faster or anything.
Well, what you want is to hack her computer.
Yeah.
And at her, me, right?
Yeah.
At her location. I thought the whole point was to break into her room and hack her console.
I don't see the point of being physically there. Maybe there's an advantage. Maybe the GM says there's an advantage to that. I don't know. But...
Is it? I mean...
But hacking into her secure system while she's not in front of it is definitely an advantage.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. I misunderstood. I thought it was the whole point was to get to her location specifically, her room. Okay. Well, if we don't need to do that, well, then we need for me.
Well, I'm going to head to his ship. And if you want to...
And why are you going to his ship?
Because I've got his computer.
Okay. He is welcome to use my. He has been welcome
to use my computer. Plus, he's also given me an aid.
Yeah. And
yeah, there's.
If there's some way, the money that was transferred.
Yeah, you could uncover the whole fakery.
Maybe. Well, yeah, I mean the money was transferred from Nagomi to him to pay for it. There might be something, some metadata that you can use to trace it back.
You're going against his now. He's the one who faked everything, all the transactions.
No, that's only for the explosive. He's not going after the explosive.
I'm going after the Naven.
Okay. He's hunting down the Naven.
Okay, alright, sorry.
That's, well, a follow-up from that crazy room we found last week?
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering where we were going from that, and this is it.
His meta thing is he wants to find the Naven warehouse.
Okay.
And to do that, he's following the trail of this one guy.
All right.
Oh, so I did have a reason to also keep her here, based on the name, because I was there with the scout.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so what are you going to do?
Hack into her system.
Okay. We'll make it a 4.
All right, 7 for security rigging. Security. Criminal-wise. And
taking your time because you've got it.
Yeah, he set up the delay so that you have time.
Can I save this for a later roll?
Nope.
What do you want to save it for?
I've got three buildings. I don't want to blow the taking the time on cracking.
Well, that gets the information. Yeah.
You don't have to, you're not opening the safe and then sorting through the files. You want to get the information.
So you're opening the safe, scooping it all up, and taking it with you to be sorted through later.
Scoop, dude.
Scoop it!
I'm there with you.
You're blind, it's a blind data dump, essentially.
Technology-wise.
But, guaranteed by the stakes you asked for, the information is in here.
Right.
We have the information that of the Naven location.
Right, the Naven location is in this information. Then after you find it, the question is sorting through it to actually pull it out and know and go to it.
What's the ob?
Four.
And what happens when if he fails?
Finding the location is the intent.
No, it's getting the information, and it's in there.
Yes, Roy has cursed me.
His intent is to get the location.
I thought his intent was to break in
to get
the information and then do it.
The task is breaking in.
Breaking in, and then he's got to sort through it to find out what he wants.
Right, that's what
Yeah. What happens if he fails?
If he fails, he gets every bit of information that he wants about,
the propaganda.
No. Every bit of information that you've ever wanted about Lord Quinn setting the bomb.
What does that have to do with the Navy?
Well, nothing.
Okay, well, hold on. But this role is setting up the next role, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so if he makes if he succeeds, hold on. If he succeeds on this role, he gets plus one on the next role. Okay.
What is the next role?
To sort through it.
Well, what is the next role? That's the next task. What's the next role? I'm confused.
Oh, what skill you're talking about? Okay. What skill are you going to, is he using? Research, probably, which I have.
Do you have research?
I don't know.
But if you get to it and go, holy crap, we got a ton of this stuff, and somebody needs to go through it, then you can figure out what to do.
Hold on. Let's, because this has all kind of gotten muddled.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's start over with Jason. Jason, what is it that you want? What is your end result?
I want to find the location of the Naven.
He wants to find the location of the Naven. Okay. First result, you got to break into the computer. Okay? So let's go back. You got to break into the computer first thing. Second thing, you've got to find the information that you need. All right. And third, you have to interpret the location of the Naven. In other words, you may be able to find that they're there, but you don't know where they are. Does that make sense?
Or the easiest route to get to them?
Sounds like it's very similar. I think it would be just two roles.
Yeah.
But you can make it a kind of cryptography kind of thing
to get a third
task out of it.
Yeah, you break in, you get the information, but then you have to decipher it.
Okay.
You have to decode it.
You know this is the information, but now you have to decode the location off of it.
All right.
I still think it should only be two roles, but I can see it as that.
Okay.
Yeah, because it could be cracking the computer, cracking the code. Maybe. I mean, it could be two different things.
But I don't have cryptography.
This has suddenly become something that we decided to do. But now, because it's become more and more complicated, Jason can't possibly do it.
He can't do it by himself.
Well, he was the guy. Well, he was just going to go break in and download the information. That's what we were going to do.
Well, I think that's the problem. People were assuming he was doing all this.
Okay.
He was only doing certain things.
All right. Hold on. You have an assess maneuver, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you're still feeling out where everything is. That's the general nature of the assess,
right?
So what you're doing is you're trying to find out the information, maybe not exactly where they are,
because we're not going to act on it this turn.
Right. But you just have to find it. All right. So all of you can act on that. Even if you're opening a skill, you can act on it. Does that make sense? So,
even if
Jason finds the information but says, all right, here's a book, but it's in German, and I can't read it. Can you read German?
No.
Can anyone here do cryptography?
Well, no. But you can open
what's your skills?
I can try to circle someone up, yeah.
Then
sure.
That's a role helping to do that.
Do you have affiliation, reputation in your criminal organization?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So you have a lot of dice to find somebody who has the skill.
And that would be... that would
not a lot.
But it would help.
Certainly yeah, I don't think I'll be able to roll them up, but I can give it a shot.
But you're always, if you help in a role, then you're helping towards the end result.
I will not be able to give a die to Jason at the end.
He doesn't have the skills for the
moment. I don't have any skills. So what I'm doing, it's completely irrelevant.
But you can still find out the information that you guys can act on in the next maneuver.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Don't pigeonhole yourself out of it.
Okay. Whatever.
You want to run us here?
Does Chow have crypto?
No, he doesn't. He's a pilot.
Okay. Who on the side likes to do a jumble?
I'll play Solitaire on my computer.
It's two roles. One to break in, one to download it.
Okay. What's the skill for downloading?
It's all the same.
Let me see.
Well, security versus security rigging.
Yeah.
Your guy didn't have to worry about uploading. I mean, he just broke into the system and uploaded.
He broke into the system and uploaded.
It was one roll.
Yeah, see, that's what I think. Jason's just gonna get a
one
get a dump. Yeah.
Well, let's, why don't we just
do that? Yeah, I'm just saying it's one roll.
Here's the point I started to try to get at. What happens if he fails? Okay, the point is, it has to make it more difficult for us later. So if he fails, he gets everything. Everything.
Well.
And there is so much there, it is much more difficult to get through.
I'll go with
find that. Three letters to spell cat using 26.
Right. I get the analogy.
Then start using all other symbols and throwing it in there. It makes it much difficult to find the letters.
When you don't know how to spell
cat. Ghost the hard drive and take it with you.
You think add in the 3,000 different characters from Chinese on top of the 20.
Well, that's just being silly.
And spell it in German.
Yeah.
All right, Jason. Anyway, it's still a 4. And you fail it, you get the phone book. All right. I mean, it all comes just rushing out. But either way, when it comes out, it's still a mess. Somebody's still going to have to filter through it all.
So, how about as another possibility? If obviously he succeeds, he gets what he wants. But if he fails, he gets what he wants, but it's completely merged with proof that Gaius was behind the bomb.
If he fails, or yeah. If he succeeds?
If he fails.
Okay. I'll go with that.
So that when...
It pulls in all the fictional data.
It's pulling in another storyline, yeah, but it doesn't make a difference for what's going on for this role.
Well, this role is the end result.
Yeah, it's not the end result.
For the maneuver, it is.
Yeah, it's an assess.
Okay.
But with throwing in the blame on Gaius...
It looks like he's involved in everything now.
When the Baron pursues the evidence, which he's going to do in the future, there's more evidence.
I just don't see this as being the only role... For this maneuver. We've got to make sense of the data. Just because we have the data doesn't mean we've assessed
anything. I agree. There should still be another one.
But make sense of the data.
That's what my point is. You've got a book, but you don't know what it means. You don't, I mean...
Roy, we're agreeing with you.
Actually, I'm not. But
he's not.
Why? No, I mean, I still say he gets a data dump, but somebody's still going to have to sit there and interpret it
for the maneuver.
Well, that's what.
But his intent is to get the location of.
Okay, then if his intent is to get the location, then there's going to be at least two roles.
Why does there have to be two roles? Couldn't it just be a more difficult role?
I mean, yeah, you could roll it all up into one.
But then, if the failure is at that point, the failure is cut and dry. Either he gets it
where he doesn't get it, and the penalty is that he thinks he has it, he doesn't.
No, that's not necessarily what the penalty would be.
The
penalty can be any number of things.
But the failure...
If it's a link test, the simplest thing is to say he gets a +1 to find it, or it increases the OB for us to get the information. Right. I mean, it's the easiest way to do it. He makes the roll now, gets the information, and either it's so much that it's an increased OB to sort through it, or he's actually filtered it down to more relevant data that we can go through later. And if it's two rolls.
That's what I said before.
Okay.
Well, I was
fine with that. Well, no, Bill's bringing in the other story into it and saying, well, he gets it, but he also gets this other stuff.
All right, fine. Hey, can we agree on those two rolls with the increased OB on the second roll and the increased dive?
So one to break in, one to look at the data.
Yeah, because when he uploaded the data, he had it. He knew what he wanted to upload. But we made him do the falsehood to create the false data. It was still two rolls.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm still curious about what needs to be rolled to secure the data.
All right. To break in, to bypass the security, I'm still going to say it's a 4. If you fail, it's a +1 ob to the next roll. And then we'll go to the next roll.
Which is a skill, is what Bill was asking.
Okay. The skill... See, I don't think you should do it twice. Security rigging is just to break in.
Yeah, right. I would say it would be research.
Research.
Well, research. You have a skill of security, and then you have a skill of security rigging. They're not the same.
Yeah, but security rigging is to break in. Security is to find whoever's breaking in.
Or to keep them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think research is gathering data and
have you got a research?
I've got research.
No, I'm asking Jason.
I don't.
Okay. Then, at that point, you're going to break in to find it. Okay? You find it, assuming you do this. Okay? If you succeed on this, you give him a +1 die on the roll. Okay? On research. And then at research or a +1.
Do you have research? Mm-hmm. What have you got with your research?
Right.
Or increasing the output.
Yeah.
Can't you give somebody a skill if you make a connection?
If we have a connection,
I have a connection, but it wants, at this point, if I would give them the skill, it's at a 3. Because I've got so many connections out with different people.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've got three.
You got 3 connections out?
No, I've got 2. He's got 1 with me.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it would be a 3rd connection if I stand to it. I'd be stretched a little thin.
Feeling a little thin.
It's another way to do it.
Wow!
Do you like that? Wasn't that good?
I do like that.
Alright. Forgery is the ability to flawlessly copy documents, signatures, and seals.
Okay.
So,
what's that got to do with it?
Well, since I'm breaking into the system, Jeff's not here. Filter through the information. Copying the document.
You're just downloading the information.
You just download the information. I'm not going to sit there and say forgery. No. You going to roll?
Of course, you might add then you could tie it all back up when you get done and say, close the system down and hide my tracks.
Well, I think that's all part of the security.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Go ahead. Finally, dice hit the table.
Robbie, I didn't know.
3. But 2 sixes. I'll go ahead and burn fake.
My red die. Give my little red die back.
That one?
Yeah. 6. Come on, Jason, burn that fake.
My technician was useful.
Oh!
Yeah. Well, do you have any problems?
You get the phone book. I mean, he dumps information on you like you wouldn't believe.
And USB stick actually feels heavier.
Well, what's our ops?
To sort, to collate it?
4 with a penalty, it'll be a 5.
Okay.
Collating relevant information from a native language text.
You've only done 1 bill.
Oh, are you looking it up?
Common knowledge is 1. Interesting facts 2. Collating relevant information from a native language text is 3.
What's the next one?
Deciphering a handwritten monograph in your own language. Deciphering a handwritten monograph about obscure subject. I think it's probably a 3 with an OB to 4. Increase to 4.
Handwritten monograph in your... No.
No, a collating relevant information from a native language text. We're looking for the relevant information or the native in native text. I mean, because we didn't do the cryptology thing, I didn't think. It's a document dump in native language that I just need to collate through and find the relevant information. Which is a 3 plus 1 for the increased OB to page 240.
Alright.
Go ahead with 4.
Okay. I'm gonna fork in Balin creation-wise because, I'm looking for information that would be the best place to store Naven for creating Balin.
Okay.
And, Balin philosophy states that the best place to hide something is in plain sight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I know where they're hidden, so okay.
Okay, but anyway.
And I'm helping him research.
Oh, excellent. Well, I mean, I assume he brings it to us and says we've got this information now while they're interrogating the
game. Yeah,
okay. I can't use it for that. It's only social stuff, social like persuasion and things. It's not, research is not a social skill. Okay, and I will accept that die. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Wises make sense?
Human-wise? Give me a wise.
Alien culture-wise?
How about criminal-wise? Criminal smuggling-wise?
Smuggling. I got one. This street here, or this station road, has got a big enough space to hold and warehouse all the barrels.
So what's street-wise?
Knowledge of the local area, street-wise.
Do you have smuggling?
No. That's his department. I got smuggling. Criminal-wise.
Criminal-wise? I would say I would criminal-wise.
This would be a perfect area to smuggle.
Okay.
You're doing the research, is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking it up to circle up somebody.
I'm opening. No.
So he brings that to him, we get together, and he says, hey, we've got this information. What about you? Now, we're going to collate it. Right? Is that,
yeah.
I'm just skipping to the end here, right?
Mind-wise, it won't work. I can also use criminal-wise. Or alien culture-wise.
Alien culture-wise.
Alien culture-wise.
Is appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't think, and the odds are 4, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 dice.
That's challenging.
I don't think I need a persona.
That's challenging.
You shouldn't have said that.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, why did he say that?
Oh, I've got 20.
He got it.
I help!
We're good. Yeah, we're good. That was a 5. Yeah, we're way good. Way good. And I think everybody helped, well, you...
You find out that they are nestled in the crawlers underneath all the remaining the kern that were on the whole color scene that he did. Hey, it's amazing that you guys lived and you guys survived and still beat up, but you're still going at it. That's where they are. They're on the plant surface.
Awesome.
Okay, so next action, I mean, assuming we win our we need to win the maneuver.
Yeah.
Assuming we win, next action would be go down and wipe out the Naven on the planet's surface. And that would be to wipe.
Take action. Maybe take action.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go ahead.
Maybe. That might be what we do.
It's a good one. Got a better one, Bill?
Maybe.
You look like you got something in mind
over
there. Yeah, we
need to make the maneuver roll, though.
Right. Yeah.
And which... Doug is keeping track of the...
Yeah. Points and all that.
Yeah.
So. Do we want to wait for Doug to make the roll?
Well, no, I don't think we need to because we're doing opposed successes. We just need to roll.
We're not going to lose points this round.
Yeah, it's just whoever wins their assess.
No, it loses points from
assess. Yes, yeah, it's assessed. No, you don't. I don't think you lose points. We talked about that.
We did the first time we did it, but then we talked about how we weren't supposed to because that's what the take action on.
No.
Yes.
You win. Whoever wins the assess gets the assess, but it doesn't. They're not opposed. I think.
They're versus. They're versus. But the disposition doesn't take any hit from it.
Right. There's no hit to your disposition for it.
So unfortunately, I think you're rolling.
No, I don't think. I think he's rolling. I mean, because I was only doing it to help him.
Right, but you made the roll for.
I couldn't have made the roll unless he got the information.
Right, but didn't you do something earlier? Well, you did the scalpel thing.
Mm-hmm.
You found the trail. I don't know. I want him to roll.
I want him to roll.
I think he rolls,
but it. We're supposed to look at the way it played out and see who did the most work
The way we had set it up was everything was focused towards...
It doesn't matter how we set it.
That's what we wanted to happen.
Yeah.
But then we played.
Yeah, but at the same time, someone else could have done somebody... Somebody could have done something differently. So, I mean, the focus was...
But
the reason you did your stuff was to get him to help.
I know, and I want Jason to roll too, but I think Bill's got a point. We couldn't have gotten to that point without me finding the scalpel and all that crap, and then we couldn't have gotten to where we are without me doing the research roll. Jason had one roll, and unfortunately I think I did a lot in this to get to where we're going. And regardless of what we planned, it's how it plays out. And I don't know, I mean, I swear to God, I don't want to make a disposition roll.
Louder, please.
I swear to God, I don't want to make another disposition roll. It's not like every maneuver is. So. Make the disposition roll.
So, Todd.
But see, and I don't get helping dice from anybody.
Yes, you do.
From you.
We both helped you.
Oh, yeah, you helped me. You helped
and
me.
We were the only three who were going to be able to do it anyway.
Right.
What's the skill?
Several.
One just had
pages.
Law, security.
Hold on.
Law?
Security. Signals. Surgery. Recon. Accounting. Investigative logic. Psychohistory and research.
Well, signal or security rigging?
Security.
He has security.
Oh, he can do it, so he can help with that.
Right.
You have research,
right? Yeah. Don't you have accounting?
I'm so opening accounting.
Did you hear any of the conversation?
Yeah.
Okay. you were doing things.
Did you?
Do you think that Jeff has to roll, or is Jason rolling?
I don't think Jeff has to roll.
Okay.
I mean, I think Jason can roll. I mean, in all reality, as long as you took part in it, and as long as you took a critical part in it.
Well, it's supposed to be the major
players.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think either one of them is fine.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that.
Then you get the roll.
How many dice you're rolling?
Well, right now
two more than what he has.
Five plus.
Oh, yours is five.
Mine's a five. But here's what would you be rolling?
Five plus help. So you're getting one from me.
And well, if I help you, I give you two. My security's five.
Oh, well, then my research is five. I give you two. So you make the roll.
So either way, it's you rolling, Jeff is rolling eight,
it doesn't
Jason
matter. It's
rolling
the same
eight.
Number of dice.
Same number.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So Jason, you worked.
You're
that way,
fine.
That way I bring me mad that way you when it blows up.
You know what? It's fine with me.
Yeah, because it hadn't happened. It was like four times in a row.
I got a pretty new ship. It's all good.
Now, can he spend Arthur on this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did last time.
Do you want to spend Arthur on this? How many dice are you rolling?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9.
Well, can Roy, that we don't have one to help him with?
No. We can only help with the relative skills.
Right. Yeah.
Appropriate wise.
Appropriate wise, that's right. Roy, you gave him
alien culture wise. Technology wise, I helped out.
Either one of those is fine.
Human wise or conflict wise?
Did you give him any helping dice?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, didn't give me general, money. But he gave the location. Didn't you use human?
He made a roll to help him out.
Yeah. He made a positive roll.
Well, it's actually giving him dice.
Yeah.
Or link test into him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Or connection.
Yeah.
So I think it was a finance.
Right? 10. You got 9?
Yep.
Yeah, Denny.
Mm-hmm. How many persona you got, Jace?
A bunch.
Spend them.
You got a bunch of persona? How much persona you got?
Well, I'll burn three and I'll still have three.
Incredible.
What are you hanging on to him for?
This? Hold on. Wait a second.
This?
Right here? Jeff, can I role play too? Roy? Can I play?
I mean, it's only, this is what we're talking about. That's alright, go ahead. It's like,
how many you got now?
Actually,
do what you want, buddy.
Yeah, you that's do what right. you want. Don't roll any. Don't use any of those persona because it's going to come up eventually.
Oh, no.
Or just get Jessica.
We need this one.
I know we do. Tell him Fifth. That.
He's using them. Though.
I know. Third after case. We had to tell him to do it.
Wow.
Okay, guys. Roll the dice.
Roll the dice.
Wow. Two.
No, I got a four. There's a four there.
Where?
Right there.
Oh, the little bitty one.
Five.
I'll burn a fate.
Because it's two sixes.
Yeah. Is that what you got? Two sixes?
Yeah.
You got two sixes or three?
Two.
You got three successes.
Three successes.
Two
and what's your
sixes?
Okay.
Jeez. God, dude.
Any call on?
Doug's not here, is he?
No. At least one left a skid mark on the table.
I don't think I want my dice back.
Oh, all right.
God, it's awful.
So we went through all that crap. The best maneuver we played.
So yeah. Oh, yeah. That's okay. Exactly what I'm going to do.
So now we're tied up to where we were after last maneuver.
Huh?
We don't take anything off, remember?
Couldn't have changed it.
We got flak next time.
Right,
now.
Yeah, well, we, yeah.
No.
Here.
No.
Yeah, we can't do anything with assess. We failed.
Yeah.
We can't do anything beyond assess, but we could assess.
Yeah, yeah. You can assess again, yeah.
We could assess again, or we could flak and basically use the information we got anyway.
We could flak and
there's another one you can do too.
Go to ground.
Yeah, but go to ground. That's a defensive maneuver. Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying you just don't have those two. You can do.
But
two
see, of, if we don't assess, he's going to take action, and we'll suffer a disposition. We'll do a little bit to him, but we'll have to defend against his attack. We could just take the hit, since. We haven't lost anything yet.
Yeah, but we're 10 down. We're like 8 down.
8 down. True. That is true. But if he's already decided what he's doing. If he's taken action and we assess, we had
to hit an ob tube.
How many points do you have left? Do you remember? Was it like 20-something?
Yeah, but don't we...
28, maybe?
We could take a major hit in points.
Big hit in points, yeah. It's a gamble.
Right, that's right.
It's a gamble.
We have 26.
I'm liking Bill's idea.
We have 26, you have 34. But we have to do something to get his points down. Because if we're not going to roll... We're not going to stop his attack every single time.
Well, why don't we just do a flak and put... Well, one guy in defense and the rest in attack.
We can't make this decision right now. We don't have all our people here.
Yeah, we'll fair just enough. Run it by Doug, but...
So this is just pre-discussion?
Yes.
But
I'm just saying we're doing this necessarily.
Right.
We can, which is basically
but
the same
thing.
But
if we're only going to put one die in defense, we're not going to stop his attack anyway.
But we could do some damage, because if he doesn't take action and attacks us, it goes right at our disposition, they're unopposed.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's...
Because his doesn't defend.
But one...
And we're still doing damage to him, which is the same...
Right, yeah.
If we take action, we're still doing damage to him. All we're doing is giving up a die, we're doing the flak, but we're not sacrificing an entire maneuver to do it.
Mm-hmm. But then there is the gambit potential also, which you have to take... You have to assess before you can play gambit, which is a bigger attack.
No, the biggest attack is inundate.
Yeah, I didn't say biggest, I said bigger.
No, okay.
What's it, plus one die on the damage? Or?
I think it's two, but
plus
I'm not
three.
Sure.
In a day, grants plus three to the appropriate.
What's the gambit do? See, I don't know. I think it.
Gave a special attack in which your side risks some
3 points of disposition.
We risk 3 points of disposition.
Mm. Whoever does the game. But.
Well, anyway, I knew there was some bigger attack potential.
Something to think about. I don't get any urethra.
Alright, I already know what my move is, so.
Alright, you want to do Arthur?
Yeah. Yeah. Page, please.
343. Those of you playing at home.
Beliefs. Grabbing the game forward with belief. Jeff.
I will use Baron Faisal to root out the Naven. I was in his head trying to keep Nagomi there to give them time to.
I'll give you faith for them.
Believe persuade Prince Vasuki to be my ally. I brought him in. Said, told him we had to stick together. Yeah, let, plus
yep.
one.
Yep.
I can save it.
Any, let's do any instincts?
I didn't ignore one to my detriment. Traits, I don't know if it's sent, what's it say for trait?
Invoking a trait that sends a story in an unforeseen direction.
It really didn't send it in an unforeseen direction, but I jumped on the side of what's her name, in the reading. I was reading her.
I'll give you a fake for that.
Okay. Okay.
Because I was expecting you to come in and just screw everything up. For me, that is.
Only because of my rolls got. My rolls suck.
Yeah. Thank you, Doug. Go ahead. Bill. Belief.
Baron Faisal holds the keys to this venture. See to his continued goodwill.
Fake.
Okay. That's about it.
Okay. Instincts or traits?
Nope.
Joe.
Belief. Talos is talented. Assist him.
Okay. Fake.
Instinct. About the only one I played, the kind of play was always trust the hammer forces.
Yeah, but not play. Not playing, not going with an instinct that makes your life difficult.
Okay, then. Okay. Well, cause I still believed in Gaia.
Hack Nagomi to find the Naven.
Excuse me?
Hack Nagomi to find the Naven.
Bang. Persona.
Yep. Of the three you spend.
It's okay, I still got four.
I know.
That's the way it's supposed to work, though. I mean, that's... Yeah. Four's pretty stout number of persona to have, anyway.
Yeah, huh.
And...
I mean, the instincts, trait, Roy.
No.
Me. Never question the orders of your superiors, just execute the order. I'll take one for that.
Super time?
Yep. Blame the Hammer Lord. I am too important.
Nagomi?
No, it's still super tight. Yeah. Nothing else coming in. Nagomi. Bring it balance. Super League. No, non-balance. We use the throw. Yeah, no. Nothing really came up. Good color interstitial scene from the GM. No. Right skill, right time.
Yeah.
What?
Research. Yeah, research.
I'll go with that one.
So, fake.
Fake. Anyone else?
Thank you.
Now that you've broken your pencil. Embodiment. Really good or distinctive role playing?
I think Roy did a hell of a job with everybody.
Jesus, come on!
He was on fire! He knew how a box worked, and...
It's a pain playing five people's characters.
Yeah, I mean...
You had box down!
Alright,
I'm scooping.
Mole breaker. No. I don't think that happened. Workhorse, doing the most work during the maneuver.
You.
Yeah, but...
I'd be willing to say Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff, of course. Hamming it up as usual.
Workhorse, Jeff, persona.
Yay!
MVP, crucial element of success, Jason.
Jason.
Yep. There you go.
Hey, look, you almost got those persona back.
There you go. That's it. Think of...
That's the burning wheel.
I'm just glad I got a role play tonight. I at least got a roll. I think the last time I went, here's a building scene. Oh, we're done. Let's go to the maneuver. Thanks, guys.
Think of your next maneuver and what it's going to be.
Main thing is we got to think of what skills.
I think you should go to ground.
I'm all with that.
We're going to conserve.
Yeah.
Please don't punch me in the face.
Not the face, buddy.
Black isn't a bad one, but. We've gone against him twice with Assess.
And failed both times. So you think we're due.
You failed this time because Doug wasn't here.
What? So if we do an Assess against
we're
Rob
terrible
two
at Assess. We're terrible at Assess because we don't. It's security and research. I mean, it's like me and Jason this maneuver.
Unopposed Assess is an ob 2.
Two. Yeah.
Period.
That's right. So if I don't do Assess,
which I might,
or Flak,
which he could,
I could, then
or we can just do a Flak and pound it.
Yeah.
And just keep one die back. We get everybody in, that's a ton of dice, we keep one die back in defense, and we just hammer it.
We
still can do an Assess later.
Do we all get in on Flak?
Let's see.
If we play it right, we might. But
no, I'm talking about. Oh yeah.
Oh, I know skills, but yeah, that's
wises. We gotta.
What do you? Flak, is that right?
What page?
418. Flak for usurpation phase is psychology.
Hey.
Journalism. I think all of you have that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got
doctrine, extortion, and law. Ooh. Now, law is imperial law. This law, that law.
I got law.
I have merchant.
I got law.
There you go.
I got law.
Did you have any of those?
But a 3.
And what are your wises, Jason?
Street guard, outcast, criminal.
Streetwise is not a wise. Streetwise is not a wise. Streetwise is a skill. That's the only wise that isn't a wise.
It'd be streetwise wise.
Yeah.
So guard.
Streetwise is, you know a lot about streets.
So. Streetwise.
Wise. Street hyphen wise. So.
That's streetwise. Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Best guard asshole to use.
Guard, outcast, criminal, and black market.
Guard wise may come into play.
Some of those have potential if we play the maneuver right that he could help with those. For Flak.
But if we look at another assess.
We're looking at rolling another 8.
Another security, another
research.
Security and research.
Those don't have to take place in the role play. We just have to help the person who's rolling.
Oh, and for Flak, there must be at least 3D in each pool.
Oh, well then, we can't do that.
Let's assess again! We'll give Doug our options and see what he thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, let him build an algorithm to tell us what our best
bet is. When it comes to that. Thanks everyone, this has been Todd playing Burning
Empire. Now you know!
While the rest of us hand Jeff dice.
And
actually, we handed Jason dice this week.
Hate me because I put the right skills on my character. Okay,
you're going to be lost next maneuver. I mean, next phase.
Yeah, the invasion phase, man. Forget about it. I got nothing.
I could use my gun.
Yeah.
Don't bring a gun to a spaceship fight.
You can use your gun now. It just won't
close combat.
Help the maneuver.
Assault weapons.
Just jump to the invasion phase. Let's just
That's what we're trying to do.
Let's just jump right to the invasion phase and go.
How do we get to the invasion phase?
We assess next turn and let him have a free attack on his position. Yeah.
That's right. What do we need to get down to get? That's right.
Please.
26.
Did I say 23?
We're at
26.
Aren't
we need to get to 0.
Okay. Yeah. And then we get.
And then the invasion phase starts.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No problem. All right,
not
boys.
That far away.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
If we play.
Say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody.
Yeah, Doug is never allowed to miss a game. Again. Ever. Send us your feedback Our email address is roy@rusackgamers.com, and our voicemail is 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The Burning Wheel and Burning Empires are copyright Luke Crane. Burning Empires, Burning Wheel, and Burning Wheel Gold are trademarks of Luke Crane. Iron Empires is trademark Christopher Miller.